I have very little to do with touring on a day-to-day basis. In effect, I really took over for him what he considered as a fairly down-to-earth job. But sometimes someone will come along with a mathematical problem. Well, first of all, you've got to know how to solve the problem. If you don't know how to solve it, you're in a real problem. But sometimes someone would come up with a problem, and if I couldn't do it, I would go to Turing and ask him how. And he would usually sometimes spend an hour explaining it. I would take the person along with me so they could, because Turing, I mean, well, if two people are listening to Turing, the chances are that you get more out of him, as it were. One or other has to remember everything he said. I remember a chap wanting to trace ray through lenses. It's a question of, you know, what were the best ray tracing formulas? Well, Turing had no problem with this. He kind of reinvented optics. I introduced it into Turing and said, look, the problem is he doesn't know how to get from this step to that. And Turing wanted to work the optics all out from the beginning, sort of almost starting with Gauss or something. And he spent the whole morning probably recreating optical theory from scratch. He was that kind of bloke. I mean, he really was brilliant.